Trump says U.S. military best trained, best equipped under his administration. President Donald Trump and First Lady Melania Trump visited with military families in Fayetteville, North Carolina on February 13 to celebrate the U.S. Armed Forces and thank soldiers for risking their lives in recent operations. "There's nobody more respected than the people in this room. I have no higher honor in life than to be your commander-in-chief," Trump said, praising elite members of the Army's 82nd Airborne and Special Forces in attendance. "As long as I am president, we will be the best led, best trained, best equipped, the most disciplined, and most elite fighting force the world has ever seen." Trump was introduced by the First Lady, who wished the U.S. Armed Forces a happy Valentine's Day. "The President and I are grateful to be with you to honor the passion you share with unmatched bravery, resilience, and service to our great nation," she told the crowd. The President highlighted $1 trillion in planned military investments in 2026, a record amount, with increases scheduled for future years. 10 new battleships, rated 100 times more powerful than prior versions, will join the military's fleet, among other additions. "My message to all the warriors today is your commander-in-chief supports you totally. When needed, you're going to fight, fight, fight. You're going to win, win, win," Trump said. He listed operational successes over the past year, from the bombing of Iran to other peacekeeping efforts worldwide, and said the quantity and quality of new recruits exceeded expectations, with waiting lists for those looking to join the military. "In other words, your jobs are wanted by everyone," Trump said, noting that merit will determine which applicants are ultimately accepted. Trump also honored the 200 soldiers who captured Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro and his wife Celia Flores in a daring raid last month. Members of the U.S. Special Forces, some present in the crowd, attacked the Royal Palace in Caracas in the early morning hours of January 3 in a secret mission known as Operation Absolute Resolve. "That night the entire world saw what the full military might of the U.S. military is capable of," Trump said. A classified weapon Trump nicknamed the Discombobulator was deployed to confuse Venezuela's military forces, successfully disrupting Russian and Chinese equipment, he said. "Everyone is trying to figure out why it didn't work," Trump said. "Someday you're going to find out." During the raid, 83 members of Maduro's security team were killed, including 32 Cubans. 7 injuries were reported for U.S. forces, with no deaths. Trump last visited Fort Bragg in June 2025 to celebrate the Army's 250th anniversary. He told the crowd at the time that he was changing the names of military bases back to their original monikers after President Joe Biden changed several, including Fort Bragg, which was renamed Fort Liberty before Trump reversed the decision.